It's a real joy to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早晨与各位同在。
This is the third Chinese conference that I've done in 1 month.
在过去一个月里，这是我第三次参加中国人的特会。
Pretty soon I'm going to have to learn Mandarin.
很快我要学习说国语了。
I just returned 2 weeks ago from Malaysia.
我两个礼拜以前刚从马来西亚回来。
Where I did two conferences.
在那里我在两个特会里服侍
Also some pastors gatherings
有许多的牧师传道人一起聚集
But it's a delight to be with you
但是我今天很高兴你能够来到我们当中
This morning I want to share with you on the area of prayer
今天早晨我要跟你们分享有关祷告这件事
How to develop an effective prayer life
如何能有一个有效的祷告的生活
I am convinced that one of the major lacks in the body of Christ is the area of prayer.
我深信在基督身体里面所缺乏的一件事就是祷告。
I was privileged to be raised in a praying home.
我很高兴神把我放在一个祷告的家庭里。
My father died when he was 87 years of age.
我父亲87岁被主接去。
He was a minister for over 70 years.
他服侍主超过70年之久。
Started preaching when he was 16.
他从16岁开始服侍主。
But he was a man of prayer.
他是一个祷告的男人。
Even at age 87, he was still rising every night early in the morning to pray.
即使87岁的年纪，他仍然很晚的时候祷告，并且清晨起来祷告。
He would pray 4, 5, 6 hours a day.
他一天祷告五六七个小时。
And he made a tremendous impression upon me.
而对我有很深的印象。
I also had the privilege of working with a wonderful man in New Zealand for 15 years.
此外，我在纽西兰与一个很好的弟兄同工15年之久。
He too was a man of prayer.
他也是一个祷告的人。
We had one of the largest churches in New Zealand for a period of time.
有一段时间，我们的教会是纽西兰最大的教会。
It grew to around 1,500 or 1,700 people.
有大概有1,500到1,700左右的人数。
There was always demands placed upon us.
所以常常有许多的需要。
We had numerous meetings.
我们有许多的聚会。
People always coming for counsel.
人常常来寻求我们的帮助。
And the senior pastor very seldom came to the church.
我们资深的牧师呢，很少来到教会里。
He spent most of his time in a little room off his bedroom.
他许多的时间都花在他的小小的卧房里。
And he would spend hours in prayer.
在那里花许多的小时祷告。
But periodically the phone would ring down at the church.
但不时呢，教会呢就有电话打进来。
And the secretary would say, Brother Peter's on the line.
然后呢，秘书就说，某某弟兄在在线电话线上。
And I would pick up the phone.
那我就会把电话拿起来。
And he would say, David, I'm coming into town this afternoon.
他会说，David 弟兄，我今天下午要到镇上来。
Why don't we go out for a milkshake?
我们一起去喝奶昔好不好
We had 6 pastors on staff
我们有六位牧师一起服侍
And all of us knew what a milkshake was with Brother Peter
我们都知道这个彼得弟兄他讲这个喝奶昔是什么意思
It meant that we were going to leave the church and find a little restaurant somewhere
就表示说我们要到外面一个餐厅
Find a little table somewhere in the back
找一个僻静的角落
And the senior pastor was going to ask us about our personal life.
在那里呢，这个资深的牧师就会询问我们最近的属灵的情形。
He would say, "How is your marriage?"
问说你们的婚姻生活如何
？How you get along?
你跟你太太的关系如何
？And he had a way of sort of prying that you could not lie.
他很会问话，以至于你根本不能撒谎。
If you said, "Oh." Fine.
如果你说很好
He pointed his finger. No, I can tell something's not right.
他会说我可以看得出来有一些事情不对劲
But somewhere in that conversation,
在我们的谈话之中
he would always ask about my prayer life.
他总是问我们你祷告的生活如何
And he would say, David, I don't ever want you coming into the church office.
他说他会对我说我永远不要你到教会的办公室来
unless you have spent at least 1 hour on your face before God
除非你已经先在神面前花了一个小时的时间
he understood that ministry flowed out of relationship
他说你知道我们所有的服事都在乎我们跟主的关系
I could have literally spent all day in my prayer closet
我可以整天祷告
he did not mind
他一点都不介意整天祈祷
as long as he knew I was praying
只要知道说我这位同工 David 也在祷告
And so I want to talk to you again about prayer
所以呢，我就去向他请教有关祷告的事。
In the first book of Samuel, chapter 13,
在撒母耳记上第十三章
we have an interesting story concerning the nation of Israel.
在那里有关以色列国有一个有趣的事情。
From verse 19 to the end of the chapter,
从十九节一直到那章的末了
we are told how the Philistines came through the nation of Israel.
在那里我们看到以色列以非利士人如何来攻打以色列人。
And how they systematically eliminated every blacksmith shop.
他们怎样很有系统的把所有的铁匠都给除去了。
Now Israel was an agricultural nation.
以色列是一个农业的国家。
And they were dependent upon their agricultural implements in order to till their fields and cultivate their land.
所以呢，他们需要很多的工具才能够在那里犁田、锄田、割草、栽种。
And so, because there was no blacksmith shop, they were dependent then upon the Philistines.
但是因为他们当中没有铁匠，所以他就要依靠非利士人的帮助。
Every time one of their implements broke, they had to go to the Philistines to have it repaired.
每一次他们什么器具坏掉的时候，他们就到非利士人那里去修理。
And the Philistines had a particular charge. That they levied on every single broken instrument.
非利士人有很清楚的这个收费的系统。
But that wasn't the real reason behind the Philistines eliminating the blacksmith shop.
但是呢，非利士人有系统的除去以色列当中铁匠呢，并不是为了赚钱。
You see, the blacksmith shop was the place where the weapons of war were made.
因为呢，铁匠也制造兵器。
The blacksmiths made the swords and the spears.
制造刀，制造枪。
Blacksmiths made the shields.
铁匠也制造盾牌。
And so the Philistines came up with this brilliant plan.
所以非利士人呢想出了这个好法子。
That we will take over every single blacksmith shop.
我们呢要侵占每一个铁匠的商店。
The Bible doesn't tell us how long it took.
圣经没有说他们花了多少的时间达到这个。
I don't know if it took a year or 2 years or 3 years.
也许一年、两年或者三年。
But it was all part of a very brilliant strategy.
但是这是一个非常聪明的计划。
It says in verse 22, so it came about on the day of battle.
因此呢，在这里二十二节说到，到了征战的日子。
That neither sword nor spear was found in the hands of any of the people.
跟随扫罗和约拿单的人，没有一个手里有刀有枪的。
They were only found with Saul and his son Jonathan.
唯有扫罗和他儿子约拿单有。
It's very hard for me to believe this story.
对我来说，这点是不可置信的事。
I have to because it's in the Word of God.
但是我必须相信，因为圣经是这么说的。
But the Philistines were so successful.
但是非利士人如此的成功。
That only the king and his son ended up with a sword or a spear.
以至于只有扫罗王和他的儿子手中有兵器。
The nation of Israel was powerless.
整个以色列人完全手无缚，没有刀剑的能力。
You say, well, what does that have to do with prayer?
那你说这跟我们祷告有什么关系
？I believe there is a greater Philistine.
我相信有一个更大的非利士人。
His name is the devil.
他的名字叫魔鬼。
And long ago he came up with a very brilliant plan.
很久以前他已经想出这个聪明的办法。
And that was to systematically eliminate prayer from the house of God.
就是有系统、有计划的把神家中的祷告慢慢的挪去。
Not only from the house of God, but from the house of God's people.
不仅从神的家中出去，并且从神儿女的生活中出去。
You see, prayer is where we get into warfare.
因为祷告是我们征战的地方。
Prayer is the place where we use the weapons that God has given us.
祷告是我们使用神给我们兵器的地方。
The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
他说，神所赐给我们的兵器，叫我们可以攻占敌人坚固的营垒。
And so the enemy knows if he can eliminate prayer from your life, either individually or corporately.
所以仇敌很清楚，若是他能够从我们个人或团体的里面除去祷告这件事。
But when the day of battle comes, we will be powerless.
当征战的日子来到时候，我们就一点力量也没有。
I think you would agree with me that we are in the day of battle.
我相信你们都同意，我们现在是在征战的日子里。
We are inundated with all sorts of attacks of the enemy.
我们面对许多仇敌的攻击。
We now have 25 million websites devoted exclusively to pornography.
我们现在将近2500万的那个网站是专门传播色情的资讯。
The enemy has come in like a flood.
仇敌就好像洪水一般的来到我们身上。
And the church is largely powerless to do anything about it.
但是大体而言，教会是一点都没有反驳的力量。
We don't know how to wage an effective warfare.
我们不知道如何有效的征战。
And so we have to reclaim the blacksmith shop in our lives.
所以我们必须在我们生命中找回我们的铁匠。
We need to pick up the sword and the spear again.
我们要拿起我们的刀和枪。
And use those weapons against the enemy.
用这些来征战，面对我们的仇敌。
In Luke chapter 11,
在路加福音十一章。
The disciples come to Jesus after he was praying.
在耶稣祷告完之后呢，门徒来到耶稣那里。
And they ask him if he will teach them how to pray.
他们说，你可不可以教我们如何祷告？
They said, John taught his disciples to pray, you teach us to pray.
他说，约翰都教他的门徒祷告，你也可以教我们祷告。
You'll notice that first of all, they observed him praying.
你知道吗？他们注意到主耶稣是一个祷告的人。
And then after he finished, they said, teach us to do that.
所以当主耶稣祷告完之后，他们说，请你教我们祷告。
My father has commented on this portion of scripture.
我的父亲曾经讲论过这一段的经节。
He said this is the only time the disciples ever asked to be taught anything.
这好像这是唯一这个众门徒向主耶稣要求学习一点什么的时候。
We have no record of them saying, teach us how to preach.
我们没有看到门徒说，你教我们如何传道。
There is no record, teach us how to teach.
也没有如何传道。
There's no record, teach us how to do miracles.
或者如何行神迹。
They said, teach us how to pray.
但是却说，请教我们如何祷告。
In other words, as they observed the Lord Jesus Christ praying, they came to this conclusion.
就是说他们看到主耶稣是祷告的人，所以他祷告完之后，他们就求主来教他们。
Everything that Jesus does is based on prayer.
主耶稣所做的每一件事都奠基于他的祈祷。
If we can touch the throne of God the way Jesus touches the throne of God,
若是我们能够触摸到神的宝座，一如主耶稣能够触摸到神的宝座，
we can do the things that he does.
我们也能够做主所做的事。
We can do the miracles that he does.
我们也能够行主所行的神迹。
We can preach like he does.
我们也能够传道像主说话。
We can teach like he does.
我们能够说话像主说话。
The secret to his success is that he prays.
主成功的秘诀在于他的祷告。
And so teach us how to pray.
所以教我们祷告。
And Jesus gives them the Lord's Prayer.
所以主耶稣就教他们这个主祷文。
In Luke's account, we have the shortened version.
在路加福音里面，这是一个比较短的。
But Luke's account adds a story that we don't have in Matthew's account.
在这里呢，不像马太福音比较长。
It's the story of a man who is waiting for his friend to arrive.
在这里主耶稣提到一个故事，有一个人等他的朋友要来。
And his friend arrives at midnight.
他的朋友半夜才来。
He's hungry.
他饿了。
He's possibly traveled for a day or two.
这个朋友可能经过很远的路途来到这里。
Maybe this man did not think he would arrive so early.
他也许 so early? 他没有想到他会哦，他没有想到他来，而且提早来到。
Maybe he thought he will not arrive till 9 or 10 in the morning.
他以为也许第二天清晨或者早晨他才会来到朋友这里。
By then the stores will be open.
那个时候呢，店都会开门了。
I can go get him something to eat.
那个时候我就可以为我这个远来的朋友去买点东西。
By the time he gets here, I can provide him with a meal.
我可以为他煮一点好吃的东西。
Instead, he arrives early.
但是呢，这位远来的朋友来得早了。
And he is embarrassed that he has nothing to give him.
他非常不好意思，因为他没有什么可供应的。
As you know, in this particular culture, hospitality was so important.
在这个文化中，这个招待友人是非常重要的一件事。
This is his friend, not his enemy.
这个来的是我的朋友，可不是我的敌人。
He wants to satisfy the need of his friend.
所以我要供应他的需要。
But he doesn't have the means to do that.
但是我没有任何的东西可以供应。
But then he remembers something.
但是呢，哎，他想到了。
That he has another friend.
我还有一个朋友。
And the thing he knows about this friend is this man always has an abundance.
这个朋友呢是很富足的。
And so even though it's midnight, he begins knocking on his door.
所以虽然是半夜呢，他还去敲这个朋友的门。
His friend initially is upset.
那起先的朋友是很不高兴。
He says you woke me up.
他说，哎，你把我吵醒。
I've already gone to bed.
我已经上床睡觉了。
The children are asleep.
小朋友也上床睡觉。
Don't knock so loud.
小声一点，不要敲这么大。
But he keeps on pounding.
但是他一直敲，一直敲。
Finally he gets up.
所以最后呢，他爬起来了。
He says what do you want?
他说你要干嘛？
And he explains the situation.
他就跟他解释他当时的状况。
And the Bible says he will give him as much as he needs.
圣经说他会给他他所需要的。
You see, Jesus here is speaking about prayer.
主耶稣在这里是比喻到祷告这件事。
You and I will constantly be confronted with friends.
因为你我常常会遇到来的朋友。
Friends that will come to us with a need.
这样的朋友常常有需要。
It may be a spiritual need.
也许是一个属灵上的需要。
A physical need, a financial need.
财务上的需要，身体上的需要。
An emotional need.
或者情绪上的需要。
And the sooner we realize that we have nothing to give them, the better.
我们越早发现说我们实在不能满足他们的需要越好。
Because when we realize our own insufficiency and inadequacy,
因为当我们认识到我们是不足的。
Then we will be driven to our greater friend.
我们就会被迫来到我们那个更好的朋友那里。
And we will go to him and say, I need what you have.
我们会告诉这位更好的朋友，我需要这些东西。
You have the resources that I lack.
你有所有我需要的资源。
And we will take from our greater friend.
然后呢，我会从这位更好的朋友那里。
His provision.
领受他的供应。
And we will give it then to our lesser friend.
再给我们这位有缺乏的朋友。
Jesus said that is what prayer is all about.
主耶稣说祷告就是这回事，这样一回事。
It is the recognition that I do not have the answer.
就是认识说我没有答案。
I do not have the means to meet the needs of individuals.
我没有那个供应个人需要的那个本领。
But I have a relationship with a greater friend.
但是呢，我与这位更大的朋友有一个好的关系。
And I can go to him at any time.
所以我随时可以到他那里去。
And he will give me as much as I need.
他会按照我所需要的供应我。
He's a God that does not hold back or upbraid.
他是一个不退后不收回的神。
He gives generously.
他非常的慷慨。
And then I can meet the need of my other friend.
这样子呢，我就可以供应我朋友的需要。
You see, the reason most of us don't pray.
我们为什么许多我们许多人不祷告的原因？
Is that we don't recognize our own insufficiency.
是因为我们常常不认识我们其实是一无所有。
We tend to rely upon our experience.
我们常常想依靠我们一点的经验。
Upon our training.
我们的训练。
Our education, our degrees.
我们受的教育。
Well, I know how to counsel. I've been through a counseling course.
我知道怎么样与人陪谈。
I know how to preach. I've been through homiletic class.
我经过许多的训练，我知道怎么传道。
And so seldom do we go to our greater friend.
因此我们很少来到这个更好的朋友那里。
And gradually we become self-sufficient.
慢慢的我们好像可以自给自足了。
But prayer is recognizing our total inadequacy and dependency upon God.
但是祷告就是我们完全明白我们一无所有，我们需要完全依靠神。
In Luke's Gospel.
在路加福音里。
Chapter 18, verse 1, it says, Men ought always to pray and not to faint.
在第十八章说，我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
The Bible speaks a great deal about prayer.
圣经提到，在多处提到祷告这件事。
Notice men ought always to pray, not just seldom.
他说人应该常常祷告，而不是偶尔祷告。
Not just once in a while.
不是每隔一段时间才祷告。
It should be a part of our everyday life.
乃是应当是我们生活中很自然的一部分。
We should be always praying.
我们应该常常祷告。
In 1 Thessalonians, the Bible says, My house shall be called a house of prayer.
在帖前一章他说我的殿要称为万国祷告的殿。
As you know, buildings are not the house of God.
你知道建筑物乃不是神的殿。
We are the house of God.
我们乃是神的殿。
Hebrews says, whose house we are.
希伯来书说我们乃是神的家。
This house is to become a house of prayer.
这个家呢要成为祷告的殿。
Bible says we are to pray without ceasing.
圣经说要不止息的祷告。
In other words, we are constantly to be in communion and fellowship with the Lord.
所以说呢，就是我们要常常保持在与主的交通的里面。
The early church, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传我们看到早期的教会。
Were continually devoting themselves to prayer and to the apostles' teaching.
他们乃是彼此恒切的祷告交通。
Prayer,
使徒的教训。
Prayer was a very, was a part of the everyday life of the early church.
在早期的教会里，祷告乃是他们非常重要的立场的一部分。
And yet today we pray only when we are desperate.
但是呢，今天我们常常因为非常迫切才来祷告。
God, the Bible says, is a present help in time of trouble.
神呢是我们患难中随时的帮助。
And most of us only pray to him when we're in trouble.
所以呢，我们常常只有在患难中的时候才跑来祷告主。
But we need to pray consistently.
但是我们却应该常常恒切祷告。
Now before we pray, we need to realize there are obstacles to prayer.
在我们祷告之前，我们必须知道，在祷告的路上是有许多障碍跟阻挠的。
It is no use beginning to pray until we remove the hindrances.
所以我们要先把这些阻挠都拿走，才开始祷告。
The first obstacle to prayer is selfishness.
第一个拦阻是我们的自私。
The book of James says we pray, but we pray with wrong motives.
雅各书说我们求，但是是妄求。
In other words, we need to ask ourselves, why am I praying?
所以我们常常要自省说，为什么我这样祷告？
What is my motivation?
我的动机是什么？
Am I doing it to the glory of God, or am I trying to get my own way?
我是为了神的荣耀呢，还是为了我自己的利益？
Is my motivation right?
我的动机正不正确？
The second area that is a hindrance is sin.
第二个阻挡是我们的罪。
The psalmist said in Psalm 66,
在诗篇66篇里讲到，
If I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me.
我的心若注重罪孽，神必不听。
In other words, if I have sin in my life,
所以说呢，若是有罪恶在我的生命中，
God will not even listen to my prayer.
神甚至不会听我的祷告。
Now, does that mean that God does not hear the prayer of sinners?
但是我们是这样，我们难道我们的意思说神不听罪人的祷告吗？
Well, obviously, that's not true.
当然不是。
The Bible says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
We all came to Christ on the basis of being sinners.
我们都是这样站在罪人地位来到神面前的。
And we acknowledged our sin and asked for cleansing and forgiveness.
我们承认我们的罪呢，要求他的赦免。
But the key word here is if I regard iniquity.
但是呢，在这里若是我呢，容许罪。
Let's say after I leave next week to go back to Texas.
比如说下周我回到我德州去。
I have a friend who's coming to Los Angeles area.
我有个朋友从洛杉矶来。
And I say, listen, if you run into my friend Michelle,
我就会说，如果你看到我的朋友 Michelle,
give her my regards.
请为我问候她。
A regard means that I esteem her.
表示说我向她问好，我在乎她。
I honor her.
我荣耀她。
That she is my friend.
因为她是我的朋友。
If I regard iniquity,
如果呢我在意或注重罪孽，
God will not hear me.
神就会不听我的祷告。
In other words, if there is a sin in my life,
表示说若是在我的生活中有罪恶，
that the Holy Spirit has been trying to draw my attention to,
那圣灵呢想要我注意他，
and I'm refusing to give that sin over to God,
但是我拒绝把罪呢交在神的手里，
then God said, I will not hear you.
所以神就说那我不能听你的祷告。
Then there's the area of submission.
还有顺服。
It says, whatever we ask, we receive from him becauseWe keep his commandments.
因为我们遵循的道，他的道，所以我们祈求他就垂听。
In other words, I am walking in obedience.
表示说我是在他的话中顺服而行。
I'm walking in the light. I'm obeying the word of God.
我行走在他话语的光中，我顺服于他的话语。
And therefore, God will answer my prayer.
因此呢，神就会听我的祷告。
And then another area is the area of our relationship one with another, especially husband and wife.
还有呢，就是我们与人的关系，特别是夫妻之间。
In 1 Peter chapter 3,
在彼得前书第三章，
it says, live with your wives in an understanding manner that your prayers be not hindered.
他说，按情理和你的妻子同住，这样呢，你的祷告呢，就没有阻碍。
In other words, our relationship with our spouse.
所以呢，我们跟我们配偶的关系。
If that relationship is wrong,
如果关系不对,
it will hinder our prayers being answered.
也会拦阻我们的祷告。
And then the last one is Satan.
最后一件事呢，最后一个拦阻就是仇敌魔鬼。
Satan tries to hinder prayer.
魔鬼要拦阻我们的祷告。
We have a very classic illustration of that in the Old Testament.
在旧约里有一个非常典型的例子。
In the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter,
就是在但以理书第十章里面，
Daniel has given himself to a period of prayer and fasting.
Daniel 已经花了一段时间在那里禁食祷告。
3 weeks have gone by.
三个礼拜过去。
And there is no answer.
但是他没有听到神的答案。
Finally, on the 21st day,
到第二十一天的时候，
an angel comes to Daniel.
终于一个天使来到
Daniel. Daniel is afraid.
但以理非常的惧怕。
The angel says, don't be afraid.
天使说不要害怕。
He says, from the very first day that you started to pray,
自从你祷告的头一天开始，
God heard your prayer.
神就已经垂听了你的祷告。
And he sent me with the answer.
但他叫我带着答案来到你这里。
So according to the angel, the very first day Daniel prayed, he was sent with the answer.
所以按照那个天使说法呢，但以理的祷告第一天就蒙垂听。
So why did it take the angel 3 weeks to get to Daniel?
那为什么这个天使到第二十一天才来到这里？
Maybe that proves that angels are males. afraid to ask directions.
也许天使这个证明天使是男性的，所以不愿意问人家如何到哪里去。
I don't think so. But the angel doesn't come for 3 weeks.
但是呢，这天使到三个礼拜之后才来到但以理那里。
And then he explains why.
他就向他解释为什么他迟来。
He says, as I was coming to you,
他说当我要向你这里来的时候，
I was opposed by the prince of Persia.
我被那个波斯的魔君所拦阻。
He talks about a principality.
他在这讲到一个空中执政掌权的。
After all, Daniel is in Persia and Babylon or Iraq.
在那个时候，但以理是在波斯那一带。
There is a principality over that nation.
在那个其上是有一个仇敌的执政掌权的系统。
That wants to control what is going on in that nation.
在那里控制那个国家中所发生的事情。
He does not want the kingdom of God to be advanced.
他不希望神的国度在那里开展。
And so he opposes what God is doing.
所以他就要拦阻神正在做的事情。
And so the Bible says he stood opposite me.
所以他就说那个波斯的魔君拦阻我。
And the angel is not able to deal with this principality.
当时那个天使没有办法与他相争。
And so the angel calls in to the throne of God.
所以呢，他向神的宝座发出呼求。
Basically say, God, I need some more help.
意思就是说，神啊，我还需要帮助。
And God sends an archangel, Michael.
所以呢，神就把天使长送来了。
When Michael shows up, he starts fighting against this principality.
那这个天使长就与仇敌征战。
And the angel is released to come with the answer.
所以那个期间被差遣的天使就能够来到但以理那里。
After he gives the revelation to Daniel,
他将这个启示告诉了但以理。
He says, I'm going back.
他说现在我要回去了。
Because the prince of Greece has come.
因为呢，希腊的魔君又要来了。
It is one of the few times in the Bible we have a glimpse of spiritual warfare behind what is going on behind the heavenlies.
这个是在圣经上少数几处，我们可以稍微窥见一点有关天空属灵气的那个征战。
What goes on over nations?
在各国之上所发生的事。
See, just the same way this angel called in for reinforcements.
就像这个启先的天使要求神再送帮助来。
The prince of Persia does the same thing.
那当时那个波斯的魔君也做一样的事。
He calls in the prince of Greece.
他找那个希腊的魔君来帮助他。
He said, I need your help.
他说我需要你帮忙。
This angel has asked for help.
就像这第一个天使向神呼求帮助。
I need your help.
我也一样。这个魔君说我也需要另外一个魔君。
And so the enemy seeks to hinder what God is wanting to do in our life.
所以你看到仇敌一直要拦阻神要做的事。
Now, before, those are some of the obstacles to prayer, some of the hindrances to prayer.
这些呢是拦阻我们祷告的许多种原因。
And then once we begin to pray,
当我们开始祷告的时候，
we need to be convinced of three things regarding God.
我们必须呢对神有三件事我们要深深相信的。
We need to be convinced of His passion towards us.
第一，我们要相信他向着我们的爱。
His power available to us.
他向着我们的力量。
And His presence with us.
还有他与我们的同在。
If you take any of those three things away, everything falls apart.
这三样若缺一样都不可以。
Let me illustrate it this way.
让我举个例子。
Let's say I'm walking in a very dangerous part of Los Angeles.
比如说我在洛杉矶城市中一个最不安全的地方行走。
It's late at night.
在深夜里我在那里行走。
And I lose my way.
然后我迷路了。
And I end up walking down a very dark alley of some sort.
然后我走到一个非常黑暗的巷子里。
And coming towards me are some men.
然后迎面而来呢，我看到有些男子。
They've been drinking.
这些都是已经喝醉了。
They're angry.
而且呢，脾气很不好的样子。
And they're heading in my direction.
他们向我迎面而来。
And I immediately think to myself.
我就会立刻想到。
I'm all alone.
我现在是一个人在这里。
If only my friend was here.
如果我朋友跟我同在的话。
My friend loves me.
我的朋友是很爱我的。
My friend would lay down his life for me.
他会愿意为我牺牲自己的生命的。
My friend is incredibly strong.
而他是非常强壮的。
He could take 10 men with no problem whatsoever.
他很容易就可以打倒十个人。
The problem is my friend is not present.
但是问题是我的朋友没有跟我在一起。
I look around, there's nobody there, just myself.
我四下一看，只有我一个人。
So that's one scenario.
这是一种状况。
My friend is not present.
就是我的朋友没有与我同在。
Even though he is passionate. Even though he is extremely powerful, he's not there. Alright, the same situation. These men are coming towards me. And all of a sudden I look, and they're on the other side of the road. Is a man who is huge. He's got muscles, he's incredibly powerful. And he is present, I can see him. But he doesn't know me from Adam. He doesn't want to get involved in my problem. And so even though he's very powerful, and even though he's present, he isn't any help to me because he has no love towards me. Another situation. Same situation. I look across the street. And there is my best friend. We grew up together. I know he would lay down his life for me. He is passionate towards me. He is present, I can see him. But he is only this big. He has no power. And even though he's present, and even though he's passionate, he has no power. You see, if you take any one of those things out of it, we will not get any help. We need to know that God is for us. That he is passionate towards us. That he is our friend. The thoughts he has concerning us are not thoughts of evil, but thoughts of good. We need to know that he's powerful. He says all power and all authority has been given unto me. But we also need to know that he's present. I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. You see, it's no use having a powerful God. If he doesn't love you. No use having a powerful God unless he is present with you. And so we have to be convinced that all those three things are true about God. Then that makes prayer more meaningful. We feel now like praying. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? If God has all power, then we don't have to worry. And if God is present with us, how wonderful. Then we have to believe again that we have access to God. In John chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to leave them. He says, I am going to prepare a place for you. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now I think there are two ways of looking at this portion of Scripture. One is to put it way into the future. Believe that Jesus is up there frantically finishing off all the mansions. Trying to get all the subdivisions finished before the rapture. Maybe there's a union strike, that's why there's a delay, I don't know. But I think there's another reason. You see, the only Father's house that the Jew understood was the temple. The temple had various rooms. It had three main areas. The outer court. The holy place. The holy of holies. And God was in the holy of holies. And there was only one man once a year that had access into the presence of God. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go in and represent the people. And so only one man out of maybe 1 million or 2 million people had access into the presence of God. And again, only one day out of the year. But Jesus said, all that is going to change. Because I am going in to where my Father is. So that you can come in also. And Hebrews says that he has entered in. He rent the veil. So that you and I could come with boldness and confidence before the throne of God. And in the New Testament now, we have access into the presence of God. Not once a year. But any time we like. We don't come in with fear and trembling. Tradition has it that they would tie a cord around the foot of the high priest. As you know, right around the bottom of the robe there were bells and pomegranates. And tradition tells us if something went wrong, and the bells stopped tingling, they knew that the priest had died. Nobody could go in. And so they would drag him out by the cord. They were terrified of going into the holy presence of God. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you also may be. And he says, in that day you shall ask the Father. Whatever you ask the Father, he will give you. He wasn't talking about after we die. We won't need to pray in heaven. It's talking about the fact that Jesus Christ has opened the way for you and I to come in. And so we can come with that confidence, that boldness. Now when we begin to pray, we need to understand that there are realms of prayer. I'm sharing this with those of you who do not have a consistent devotional life. Many people don't know how to pray. They don't know where to begin. They pray for 30 seconds or 3 or 4 minutes. They run out of things or ideas or needs. Their devotional life sort of grinds to a halt. And that's the end of their prayer life. Now this is not meant to be a formula. But let me give you some suggestions to help you begin. The first area is worship. We have a wonderful story in Luke chapter 17. From verse 7 to verse 10.
第七到第十章,
it is the story of a master with a slave. The slave is serving his master by looking after his master's sheep.
And 在这里这个仆人呢,在外面为主人牧羊。
If he's not looking after his master's sheep, he's plowing the fields for his master.
他若不在牧羊呢,他就在那里犁田。
And he comes in at the end of the day, he's exhausted, he's tired.
当一天终了的时候,他从田里回来非常疲倦。
He wants to sit back and relax.
他很想坐下来休息休息。
Have a meal.
然后好好吃一顿。
And before he does, his master says, go clean up.
在他做之前呢,他的主人会说你去打扫干净。
Wash yourself, change your clothes.
把你的衣服换干净。
And prepare something for me to eat.
然后呢,先为我预备晚餐。
After you've taken care of my needs,
然后你把我的需要预备好之后,
then you can take care of your needs.
你就可以享受你的休息。
Now you could have a little bit of an attitude, couldn't you?
那这个时候你可以想,那个仆人可以有一点不好的态度的。
Sounds like a pretty hard master.
好像这个主人实在太严厉了。
After all, you've been looking after all of his things.
我一天里面帮你做了这么多的事,
plowing his field,
我替你犁田,
looking after his sheep,
我替你放羊,
and you put in your full day's work,
我做了一整天的工作,
and then he demands that before you meet your own needs, you take care of his.
他现在说,在你休息享受之前呢,你先照顾我的需要。
Now you see, there are two facets to ministry.
在这里呢,是有两个事实。
There is evangelism, That's the plowing of the fields. Breaking up the fallow ground. Passing out tracts, knocking on doors. The other facet of ministry is looking after the flock. The teaching, encouraging. Exhorting God's people. And so this man is serving his master. If you like, he's a full-time worker. And after serving God all day long, he comes home and he just wants to, you know, grab a Coke. Sit in his lazy boy. Turn on CNN. And relax for a while. His master says no.
但主人说不可以,
go get a shower.
先把自己洗干净,
change your clothes.
把衣服换好,
make me something to eat.
然后呢,为我准备一点晚餐,
satisfy my needs.
先让我得着满足,
and then you can have the rest of the time off.
这样子呢,你就可以下工了。
Now you see, I believe that's what worship is.
我相信敬拜就是这个意思。
Worship is coming and meeting the needs of God.
敬拜是来到神面前,
there was a famous preacher many years ago who made this statement. He said, no amount of activity in the king's service will make up for the neglect of the king himself.
在,不管我们为我们的王做多少,但是没有比那个忽略他神,王真正需要更大的。
No amount of activity in the king's service
无论我们为我们的王做多少,
will make up for the neglect of the king himself.
能够弥补我们对他本人需要的那个忽略。
You see, we can become so busy serving God
我们也许很忙碌地在那里服侍王,
that we never spend time with God.
但是我们从来不在他面前花时间与他同在。
And worship is spending time with God.
敬拜呢,
not just when we gather together corporately, and we have our time of singing, but we need to do that individually. Before we bring God all of our needs, we need to magnify Him and exalt Him. We need to come into His gates with thanksgiving. We need to thank Him for all of His benefits. The Bible says He daily loads us with benefits. If we can't praise God in America, you can't praise God anywhere. We have an abundance. New every morning are His mercies, and great is His faithfulness. We need to begin to appreciate all the goodness of God. The Bible says the Father seeks those that will worship Him. We need to constantly be seeking God. Spending time again ministering to Him. The second area is the Word of God.
第二方面呢,
the way that God speaks to us primarily is through His Word.
神呢,
I know God can speak in a variety of ways. Through dreams and visions and prophetic words and so on.
借着预言,
but primarily He speaks to us through His Word. His Word is a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our path. The psalmist, when he prayed, said, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law.
诗篇说到说,
in other words, we need revelation.
换言之,
David said, open my eyes.
大卫说,
he was not talking about his natural eyes. We can prove that David could see. He was not blind. It was his sight that got him into trouble. But he says, open my spiritual eyes.
但他说,
that I may understand your word. Give me illumination, revelation.
给我启示,
In Luke chapter 24,
在路加福音二十四章
one of the portions of scripture that Brother Z is dealing with.
史弟兄也谈到这一方面的经节。
It says that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
他说主耶稣开了他们的心窍，叫他们明白圣经。
See, the Bible says the letter kills, the spirit gives life.
圣经说的字句是叫人死，但是经意呢却叫人活。
We need the revelation that the Spirit of God brings.
所以我们需要神的灵所带来的启示。
Too many people read this as a historical record.
很多人读圣经的时候好像读一本历史的书。
There is a past application, obviously.
当然呢，有许多过去发生的事。
But there is also a present application.
但是呢，它也可以应用在我们今天的生活里。
There is also a prophetic application many times.
也可以让我们有预言关乎未来的事。
And if we read it simply as a historical record,
因此我们若把它当作一个历史的记录来看,
it becomes dry and boring.
那神的话就变得非常干燥乏味。
You can't relate to a million people wandering in the wilderness, wandering.
你没有办法跟世界的人分享说, 在旷野里流浪的事情。
After all, you drive freeways all day long.
因为呢，我们现在每天开的是高速公路。
You think, you know, what does my life have to do with their life? If I get hungry, I can pull into McDonald's and go through the drive-thru. I don't have to wait for burgers to drop from the sky. And so the Bible becomes sort of boring. I just turn on my faucet and I've got water. I don't have to go down to some rock somewhere to get water. But the Bible says all those things were written for our instruction. There's all sorts of applications that the Spirit of God wants to bring into our own life. And so we need revelation, we need understanding. The next area to pray about is wisdom. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get wisdom.
圣经说要求智慧。
Wisdom is the principal thing or the first thing we should get.
我们应该先求智慧。
Wisdom is what to do with knowledge.
智慧就是说要学习如何用我们有的知识来做事。
The Bible says, by wisdom a house is established.
圣经说借着智慧一个房屋能够被建起来。
By understanding the rooms are furnished.
借着悟性的了解，里面的家具可以被布置起来。
Paul referred to himself as a wise master builder concerning the house of God.
保罗自称是那个聪明的工头，建造神的家。
And so wisdom is imperative.
所以呢，智慧是很重要的。
We need to seek it.
我们必须寻求智慧。
And the Bible says, if we lack wisdom, ask of God.
圣经说，你若缺乏智慧，向神求智慧。
And God will give liberally.
神会。丰富的赐给你。
He is the source of wisdom.
因为他乃是智慧的泉源。
We need wisdom in our relationships with each other.
在人际关系中，我们非常需要智慧。
We need wisdom in raising our families.
我们需要智慧能把我们的家能够扶持好。
Again, wisdom is the principal thing.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
I was listening to a tape a number of years ago.
几年以前，我听一个录音带。
Of a man from England.
是从一个从英国来的人。
He moves in the prophetic realm.
他是在一个说方言的学习的里面。
And he shared how he was praying for a group of leaders.
他分享到他如何为一群教会的领袖在祷告的时候。
And as he approached one man to pray for him.
当他为其中一个人祷告。
God gave him a picture, a very clear picture.
神给他看见一个很清楚的景象。
He saw this man with a knife.
他看到这人手中拿着刀。
And he was stabbing the senior pastor in the back.
正在刺杀他们当中的年长的牧师。
And when he shared this, the people sort of laughed a little bit.
当他这样分享的时候，大家听见都是一笑置之。
They thought, well, that's a very easy word to deliver.
他们说，这样的预言可是很好讲的。
It's very clear what God is trying to say.
因为非常清楚神所说的话。
But he said no.
他说不是的。
He said God is a God of redemption.
他说神乃是救赎的神。
God is always redemptive in the way that he works.
神在他的工作里充满了救赎的目的。
And so he said, I've learned when God gives me a word of knowledge to pray, how do I deliver that word of knowledge?
他说我知道如何正按照神给我的预言的恩赐来祷告。
I need wisdom right now.
我现在需要智慧。
And so he prayed.
所以他就开始祷告。
And he, the Lord said, I want you to have this man stand up.
主说, 我要你叫这个人站起来。
I want you to have the senior pastor stand up.
我要你叫那个资深的牧师站起来。
I want you to put them back to back.
把他们两个人背对背地站着。
He said, because if I give the word the way God shared it with me,
他说因为如果我按照神所, 启示给我的讲出来了,
that man's future is doomed.
那这个人的未来就已经结束了。
He will never rise to the potential that God wants him to rise to. Because in the mind of his fellow workers, he has been poisoned. They will never trust him. They will always remember he is a backstabber. And they will always avoid him. So God said, I want you to put them back to back. And so when he was back to back with the senior pastor, this man said, God wants you to protect your pastor's back. And he said, all of a sudden the man began to break. He began to weep. And he said, I knew what was going on. He said, the Holy Spirit knew what was going on. He said, this man knew what was going on. Because God was showing him he was not doing what God had called him to do. Instead of supporting his pastor, he was trying to destroy his pastor. But when he delivered the word, God has asked you to protect your pastor's back. All of his co-workers thought, what an incredible honor. This man has been chosen to protect our pastor. And so he was honored in the sight of his brethren. But he was broken in the sight of God. See, God is a God of redemption. God was giving him another chance. See, that's wisdom. Wisdom is what to do with the knowledge that you have. We need wisdom. The Bible says when we pray, we are to ask for it. The next area is the area of warfare. We have mentioned just briefly spiritual warfare. Whether we like it or not, we are in a war. The Bible says, your adversary, the devil, goes around seeking whom he may destroy. Don't look at the person on the left of you or the person on the right of you. The enemy is after you. And he seeks to undermine everything God is doing in your life. He's out to destroy your walk with God. He tries to bring doubts and fears and insecurities.
He
tries to overwhelm you with condemnation or unbelief.
He
tries to bring discouragement into your life. And he tries to destroy what God is seeking to do. And he is your adversary. And he is still alive and well. I know in America after a while we can begin to think that, you know, these things just happen overseas. We're a sophisticated, educated country. You know, the devil works in places like Africa. And we forget we're in a spiritual battle. We were that way in the natural a few years ago as an American nation.
Natural?
Yeah, in the natural. That's the way we were a few years ago, before 9/11. We thought as a nation we were invincible. That nobody could touch us.
没有人能够碰我们。
And then 9/11 happened.
但是呢, 911的事件发生了,
and all of a sudden now we have become alert.
突然呢,
we realize we are vulnerable. We realize at any given time somebody can come into this nation and destroy segments of our population. And spiritually we need to be alert. Too many Christians are passive.
很多的基督徒非常的,
the Bible says we are not to we are to recognize the devices of the enemy. And so in prayer we wrestle, the Bible says.
所以在祷告里面呢,
we don't wrestle flesh and blood. But we wrestle against principalities and powers. And we have to learn to use the weapons that God has given us. And God says those weapons are not natural, but they're spiritual. And so there are times in our prayer life when we have to battle. Battle against, again, fears and doubts and condemnation. We need to know who we are in Christ. And go to the Word of God and use the Word of God as a sword against the enemy.
读神的话，将神的话当作宝剑一样，对抗仇敌的攻击。
Another area to pray about is the world.
就是征战,
the needs of the world.
世界上的需要。
Jesus in John chapter 17,
在约翰福音17章中,
when he was praying for his disciples,
当主耶稣为他的门徒祷告的时候,
he said, I pray also for those that will believe through their word.
我也要为那些经过这些门徒而相信的人祷告。
Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he sends forth laborers into his vineyard.
他说愿主打发工人去收拾庄稼。
We need to pray that God will raise up instruments to go out into the harvest.
能够到那个河场去。
Now we can't pray that unless we're willing to go ourselves.
我们必须祷告，这样祷告，并且自己也愿意出去这样做。
We may be the answer to our own prayer sometimes.
很多时候我们就是我们所祷告的答案。
God may say, listen, I've heard you pray every day now for weeks about going to China.
神说我已经听到你差不多一个礼拜之久，天天为说神啊，你差遣人到中国去。
You speak Mandarin, so I think you should go.
既然你说国语，我想你应该去。
But Lord, that wasn't my idea.
主啊，我不是这个意思啊。
But we need to pray to the Lord of the harvest. God is a God that longs again to gather in the harvest.
我们必须认识我们所祷告的主是庄稼的主，我们要求他差工人去打去收拾庄稼。
He's not willing that any should perish.
因为他不愿意任何人沉沦。
The reason he said to pray for kings and all who are in authority,
他说为在上掌权者来祈祷,
is that we would live in a peaceable land so the word of God could go forth.
所以我们能够在平安之境居住, 所以神的话能够被传扬,
without any hindrance or opposition.
没有任何的抵挡和难处。
The psalmist says, ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance.
诗篇说到说，向我求产业，我就会赐给你。
And so we need to pray not just about our own needs, but about the needs of others. God may burden us for a particular nation. He may lay on our hearts some missionary that we support. And we need to pray for those individuals. In November, December, we were in Cebu in East Malaysia. Michelle was there. I was speaking and she was interpreting. And at that particular conference, there were four people from the underground church in China. They did not speak any English. And I didn't speak any Mandarin. But we sat at the table every day to eat. I said to one of the brothers one day, how can we pray for you? He said, pray that we will be faithful.
他说,
that when the pressures come,
当压力来到的时候，让我们能忠心。
That we will be faithful to God.
我们能够正向神忠心。
I just heard this morning.
今天早上我听到。
That when that team went back to China.
当他们回到中国之后。
They were all arrested.
他们被逮捕了。
They are in prison again.
他们又在监狱中。
And I immediately thought.
所以我要把这个分享给你们。
I have not been faithful.
我个人而言，我不是很忠心。
To pray for them.
因为我没有忠心为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
所以我们要为他们祷告。
It's so easy, isn't it, to forget?
好像我们很容易就忘记了，不是吗？
Even as we are enjoying our freedom.
虽然我们在这里享受敬拜的自由。
They are being beaten.
他们却被鞭打。
And deprived of food and fellowship.
剥夺所有的交通的机会。
And yet, so often we just think about our own needs.
很多时候我们只想到我们自己的需要。
We need to pray for the world.
但是我们需要为世界上众人来祷告。
Especially brothers and sisters in Christ.
特别是在基督里的弟兄姊妹们。
They are relying upon our prayers.
因为他们需要我们的祷告。
They are seeking to be faithful.
他们需要学习，他们要忠心在神面前。
Under all the pressure that they're going through.
也许在这样充满了压力的地方。
But are we holding up their hands?
我们把他们的手举起来。
We have the story in the Old Testament of Moses.
就像在旧约中摩西的故事。
He's up on top of the mountain.
他站在山顶上。
Joshua is fighting down in the valley.
约书亚在底下与仇敌征战。
And as long as Moses had his hands raised,
只要摩西的手不放下来，
Joshua is able to destroy the Amalekites.
约书亚就能够得胜。
For the moment he drops his hand,
什么时候他的手放下来,
the Amalekites gain the upper hand.
那个约书亚就会失败。
And after a period of time, his two friends,
经过一段时候呢，摩西有两个朋友。
Aaron sees what is going on.
亚伦看见了发生的状况。
And Aaron and Hur stood on either side.
所以亚伦和以户呢，就站在他的两旁。
And they raise up and support the hands of Moses.
把摩西的两只手举起来。
One is holding one arm, one is holding the other.
一人扶持一个膀臂。
And as long as Moses' hands were raised, then Joshua was able to fight successfully.
只要摩西的手不放下来，约书亚在山下就会得胜。
We have some men in prison.
现在我们有弟兄们在监狱里。
I wonder if you're upholding their hands in prayer.
我不知道你有没有把你的手举起来为他们祷告。
Otherwise, they're going to be overwhelmed.They need our support.
他们需要我们的扶持。
See, the Bible says that we are to pray our Father, which art in heaven.
圣经上说我们要这样祷告，我们在天上的父啊。
Give us this day our daily bread.
今日的饮食今日赐给我们。
It's not my Father and my bread.
不是我的父啊，我的饮食。
I met a man in Kansas City many years ago.
几年以前呢，我在堪萨斯城遇见一个人。
He worked in the inner city.
他在城市里工作。
He worked with drug addicts and prostitutes and homeless.
他跟那些流浪汉跟吸毒的妓女们在一起。
Very needy people.
这些都是有大有需要的人。
And one night he had a dream.
有一天呢，他做了一个梦。
And he saw two homeless people sitting 6 or 7 feet apart.
他看见这两个流浪汉呢，坐在地上大概六七尺。
They were in need of clothes.
他们需要衣服。
They were hungry.
他们也饥饿。
And they were both praying the same prayer.
那这两个流浪汉呢，都在祷告，一样的祷告。
God, give us some bread.
他说神啊，给我们面包吃。
And all of a sudden, two loaves of bread tumbled out of heaven.
啊，突然呢，就看到两条面包从天空中降下来。
And they landed in the lap of one of these men.
那掉在某一个人的大腿上。
And as the brother had this dream, a vision.
这位朋友看见这个异象。
He said to the Lord, Lord, why did you only answer one man's prayer?
他就说神啊，为什么你只回答一个人的祷告呢？
You gave this man bread, but you didn't give this man bread.
你只给这个人面包，你没有给另外那个人面包。
And God said, No, I answered both men's prayer.
神说没有啊，我是回答了两个人的祷告。
You see, it is our Father.
你看，是我们在天上的父。
Give us our bread.
今天的饮食赐给我们。
He said, I gave this man enough to supply this man with bread.
他说我给他足够的面包，所以他也能够供应另外一个人的需要。
I gave him two loaves.
我给他两条面包。
He had plenty to give to this man.
所以他会有鱼可以分享给另外一个人。
I answered both prayers.
所以呢，我就答应了两个人的祷告。
But you see, we think very selfishly.
但常常我们的思想是比较自我中心。
We think of just individually.
我们只想到我们自己。
And God says we're a family.
但神说我们乃是一家人。
We have brothers, we have sisters.
我们有弟兄，我们有姊妹。
I'm not in prison.
我不在监狱里。
I'm not being deprived.
我没有被剥夺自由。
I'm not going through hardship.
我也没有经过什么困难。
So I don't care.
所以呢，我也不管别人怎么样。
But I have a brother.
但是呢，我有一个兄弟。
It is.
他是在这样状况。
And he needs my prayer.
他需要我的祷告。
So we need to pray for the world.
所以我们要为世界祷告。
The next one is the area of works.
最后一方面，下一个方面是工作侍奉。
And by works, I am speaking about the supernatural.
我现在讲到说那个超自然的境界。
Jesus said, "Greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father."
主耶稣说我要到父那里去，你们要成就的是更大的事。
We are lacking the supernatural in the church.
常常在教会中，我们看不见这样超自然的能力。
We have a supernatural God.
我们有一个超自然的神。
Every page of the Bible is full of supernatural activity.
圣经的每一页都充满了他超自然作为的记载。
And yet we very seldom see it in our midst.
但是呢，在我们当中，我们却很少看见这样的作为。
And the Bible says we are to earnestly desire spiritual gifts.
圣经说必须切求、切慕属灵的恩赐。
When Paul introduces the gifts of the Spirit to the church,
当保罗介绍属灵的恩赐给教会的时候
in the first chapter of, or the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians,
在林前第十二章
he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant.
他说我不要你们在属灵的恩赐上不明白
He says, when you were pagans or unsaved,
你们做外邦人的时候
you were led astray to dumb idols, however you were led.
谁是被牵引受迷惑去服侍那哑巴偶像
Verse 3 Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says
第三节说所以我告诉你们被神的灵感动的没有说耶稣可咒诅的
This is a very interesting introduction
这是很奇特的前言
He's speaking to the Corinthians
他对哥林多教会
He reminds them of their past life
他提醒他们他们信主以前的生
活 Before they accepted Christ
在他们信主以前的样子
When they were unsaved pagans
他们那时候像外人
And he said you would go into the various temples
你们会到各种的庙宇去
And he said you would bring in your offerings and sacrifices
带着你们的牺牲和奉献进去
And you would bring your little bowl of rice to the to your God
带着你的饭带你的碗去到你的神面前
But he says your God was a dumb God
但是你那个你所敬拜的乃是哑巴偶像
Now unfortunately the word dumb today we mean stupid
哑巴偶像不是说愚笨的偶像
We refer to somebody as being dumb
当我们说别人是 dumb 的意思是说别人是很愚笨的
Paul is not saying you went into the temple to worship stupid to God
但是保罗的意思不是说他们去敬拜那些愚笨的偶像
He said, "You bow down to gods that could not communicate."
他而是说，你所敬拜的对象是跟你不能沟通的。
When you call, they were silent.
你向他求告，他是不说话的。
They never expressed their love.
他们从来不告诉你他的爱。
They never gave you a word of knowledge.
他们从来不给你知识的言语。
They never gave you a word of wisdom.
他们从来不给你智慧的言语。
They never gave you a prophetic word of encouragement.
他们从来不给你任何的方言，预言，也不给你任何的安慰。
They never demonstrated their power and their love towards you.
他们从来没有表示过他们向着你的爱和他们的能力。
But he says, "I make known to you that the Spirit of God speaks."
但是我已经让你知道了，圣灵是会说话的。
You see, there is a contrast, or there should be a contrast between paganism and true biblical Christianity.
所以呢，既然两者有这样的差异呢，那在外邦人和信主的人身上应该也有差异的表现。
We have a God that wants to communicate.
因为我们有一位神呢，是喜欢表达沟通的。
He wants to communicate again His wisdom, His knowledge, His love towards us.
他喜欢向我们表达他的爱、他的知识和他的智慧。
His compassion, His mercy.
他是充满了爱和怜悯。
He wants to heal and deliver.
他喜欢医治，他喜欢释放。
Bible says he's a God that does miracles and wonders.
他是一个行做神迹奇事的神。
Our brother read last night about Jesus Christ who was attested by God with signs and wonders and miracles.
昨天晚上史弟兄也讲到，我们的主耶稣基督曾经被证明，就是用各种的神迹奇事。
That's what made Christianity unique.
这就是为什么基督教非常的特殊。
The Bible says, "Call unto me, I will answer you."
圣经说，你向我呼求，我必回答。
But the trouble is, today we have a dumb God.
但是呢，我们现在有个问题，我们好像有个哑巴神一样。
Many circles of the church.
许多的教会。
We never hear the voice of God.
在那里，你没有听见神的声音。
We never hear a prophetic word.
我们没有听到有预言的声音。
A word of encouragement or exhortation.
没有安慰的声音，没有高举神的声音。
We don't hear the words of wisdom and knowledge.
没有知识的言语，没有智慧的言语。
And we need to earnestly desire.
我们需要切求这些属灵的恩赐。
A restoration, if you like, of these spiritual gifts.
我们愿意要这些属灵的恩赐。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督是一样的，昨日、今日，直到永远。
He is the Lord, and He changes not.
他是主，在他没有转动的影儿。
Or does He?
或者他会改变吗
？You see, we've become complacent.
我们常常安于现状。
We don't pursue the things we should pursue.
我们不追求我们当追求的。
And part of our prayer should be, God, restore to the church.
我们的祷告应该说，主啊，恢复我们的教会。
What we have lost through unbelief.
我们借着不信所失去的，求你再为我们带回来。
Through blindness and ignorance.
借着我们的不信，我们的无知，我们的盲目所失去的，主啊，你再重修在我们当中。
I have had the privilege of being in various, or meeting various men over the years.
我过去去过有很多机会遇见许多很好的弟兄们。
Who have moved in the supernatural.
他们呢常常被圣灵超自然的能力所引导。
And it is so amazing when it happens.
当他们顺服的时候，常常有奇特的事发生。
I mentioned a few moments ago this brother that had the word of wisdom.
就像我刚才跟你们分享到，有一位弟兄呢，他能够有智慧的言语。
I've shared this story many times about this man.
我常常向人分享关于这个人的事。
He was preaching in England.
有一次他在英国传道。
He was in a morning service.
在早晨的聚会里。
After the service was over, he was going to drive back to his home.
聚会完了，他准备开车回家。
And the pastor said, well, before you drive back, why don't you come home with me and we can have lunch? I'd like you to meet some of my elders.
那牧师说，在你回家之前，好不好到我家吃中饭？你可以认识几个其他教会中的长老。
And there at the dinner table, there was a lady who was going as a missionary to China.
在他们一起吃饭的时候，还有一个年轻的女子，她正要到中国做宣教士。
The pastor said to him, before you go, I would love you to pray for this sister.
所以呢，那牧师就说，在你走之前，你可以为这个姊妹祷告。
She is going to China soon as one of our missionaries. If God gives you a prophetic word, a word of encouragement, please feel free to share it. After the meal, they gathered around. And he said the moment he closed his eyes, the Spirit of God spoke to him. And said, I want you to tell this lady something.
他说我要你告诉这个女孩子。
Tell her that I hate mummies and daddies.
告诉她我很讨厌爸爸和妈妈。
And he said to himself, that's crazy.
他一面听到神这样讲，一面觉得这个是很疯狂的说法。
I'm not going to tell her that.
我不会告诉她这种话。
That doesn't make sense.
因为实在是没有道理。
Beside God, you made mummies and daddies.
而且呢，神啊，爸爸妈妈都是你创造的啊。
How can you hate something you made?
你怎么能够恨你所造的呢？
And he said the mind receives information.
他说一方面呢，他的心思得到神的沟通。
The spirit receives revelation.
一方面他的心思在思想在分辨，一方面他灵里得到神的启示。
And he said his mind and his spirit could not come into agreement.
他的心思呢，跟着他在灵里所领受的没有办法调和。
It didn't make sense to his mind.
因为他的在他的逻辑里通不过。
The Bible says the natural mind doesn't understand the things of the Spirit of God, the foolishness.
圣经上说人的心思是不能够明白神的灵的。
And so he waited.
所以他就在神面前等候。
The pastor said, Graham, if you have a word, share it.
所以那个牧师又在鼓励他说，如果你有从神来的话，请你分享一下。
He said, well, let's just wait a minute.
他说等一等。
He was hoping God would let him off.
因为他希望神可以让他不要讲这种话。
And no other word came.
但是呢，神没有给他其他的话。
Finally, he knew he was in trouble, and so he looked at the lady.
最后呢，他只好看着那个女孩子。
And he said, God wants you to know something.
他说神要你知道一件事。
He told me to tell you that he hates mummies and daddies.
他要我告诉你，他厌恶爸爸妈妈。
He said, all of a sudden, the color just drained out of her face.
他说一下，他的脸就变苍白了。
And she became angry.
那女孩子变得非常愤怒。
and became almost hysterical. He prayed and she collapsed on the floor. And after a while, they were able to talk to her. She began to tell her story. She had never shared it with anybody else. She said, when I was a little girl, my grandfather and two uncles and a friend of theirs would come into my bedroom when my grandfather was looking after me. And they would sexually abuse me. And she said it happened many, many times. And my grandfather would always begin by telling me, we are going to play mummies and daddies. And God said, tell her I hate mummies and daddies. And that girl was just wonderfully set free that day. All of that pain that she had carried for those years, she was able to get rid of. You see, there's some things that we can never achieve in our own natural strength or ability. God knows everything about you. Those things you've never shared with anybody else, God knows. And He can reveal those things. And He gives many stories like that. You see, the church is lacking when it comes to the supernatural. Another area to pray about is the family, or I put wife. Those of you who are parents, you have a responsibility, especially the men. You are the priest of your home. The Bible says of Job that he would rise up early in the morning. And he would pray. He would pray specifically for his family. Pray for his sons. Now the Bible says his sons were already seemingly married. They have their own homes. And yet early in the morning, Job would get up. He would offer sacrifices to God on behalf of his sons. And he would cry out on behalf of his sons, lest they had sinned. The Bible tells us Noah prepared an ark for the salvation of his house. It wasn't the fact that he brought in all the animals. God was going to destroy the earth. He was concerned about his family. And he prepared a place where his family would be safe. And the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. We need to prepare an ark for our children. Not a literal ark, obviously. But we need to pray and commend them to God. That God would protect them and God would direct them. And we need to be the spiritual Noahs in our generation. Again, the family is so important. We need to be praying for our children. In the Old Testament, we have the story of Samson's father. His name was Manoah. His wife is never mentioned by name. But his wife was barren. And one day there was a visitation as an angel came to his wife. God revealed to her that he knew that she was barren. But she was going to conceive and give birth. And so the angel came and told her. And when Manoah found out, he prayed to God. And he said, send the angels back. That they may teach us how to raise this child. What will be his method of life? It's interesting to read different translations. One says, teach us how to educate the child. What mode of life is he to have? Here she hadn't even conceived yet. But Manoah had a promise. And he's already concerned about the future of his child. What do you want him to grow up to be, God? You're giving us this child for a reason. You brought this child into the world because you've got a destiny for this child. And I want to know how to raise this child. That's a good father. Wonder how many of you fathers are praying that way. Lord, what about my daughter? What about my son? If you tarry for 20 or 30 years, what plans do you have for my son or daughter? How do I begin now to direct them in prayer? Am I just going to get caught up in a worldly mindset? I hope he's smart.
我说，嗯，我希望他是聪明的。
I hope one day he'll get a degree.
我希望他有一天能够拿到很好的教育。
So he won't be a financial burden to us.
所以呢，我就不需要一辈子为他操心财务的事情。
Be nice if he became a doctor.
最好呢，他可以做医生。
I'd like a rich son.
我喜欢有一个有钱的儿子。
That way I could retire early.
这样子我就可以早点退休。
You know, we think carnally, don't we?
我们都是这样想的，不是吗？
And yet we're supposed to think kingdom-mindedly.
但是我们却应该以神的国度为念。
How does this child fit into your kingdom purpose?
神啊, 我这个儿子要如何能够合乎你神国的旨意?
That's what these great men did.
这就是这些伟大的男士所做的。
It should be a part of our everyday responsibility and prayer.
这应该是我们每一天的祷告和责任。
All right, we have two more.
还有两件事情。
The next one is waiting. Waiting.
再来就是等候。
The psalmist says, I waited patiently on the Lord. Psalm 62, my soul waits in patience or in silence for God only. Many, many times in the psalmist expresses the fact that he is waiting on God. You see, prayer is communication. It's not just presenting God with a shopping list. Say, well, God, that's all I've got for today.
然后他说,神啊,
you know, just make sure you deliver the goods by 3 o'clock. No. It is fellowship, communion.
No,
we need to wait.
因此我们需要等候,
maybe God wants to speak to us in some way. Maybe He'll direct us to a portion of Scripture. Maybe He'll drop into our spirit somebody to pray for. And waiting is not being passive. It's being open and receptive. It's like waiting for the train. Or the bus. You know it's going to come. But you have to be alert. Otherwise you can doze off and the train may leave the station. And so there's an expectancy. You're looking for it. You're expecting it. And there should be that sense of expectancy as we pray. God, what do you want to say?
神啊,
what else do you want me to pray about? And then the last one is the area of weeping. The Bible says Jesus wept over Jerusalem. It showed again the softness, the tenderness, the compassion. Jeremiah was told, was said to be the weeping prophet. Paul reminds Timothy about his tears. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, he says, Timothy, I recall your tears. Now that's pretty tough on a man. Imagine some famous person. Let's say Billy Graham writes you a letter. A personal letter. Like Paul's personal letter to Timothy. But then somehow it gets posted on the internet. And the whole world is able to read you. That personal letter. And Billy Graham says to you, David, I remember all the crying. Billy, why did you say that? Why didn't you say, David, I recall your great, you know, prophesying. I recall your great signs and wonders. I recall your great preaching. Not I remember all your crying. But you know, that was the greatest compliment Paul ever paid to Timothy. Timothy, I miss your tears. You see, as these two would travel together, and as they would begin to pray together, Timothy would begin to break in the presence of God. And just the same way Jesus wept over Jerusalem, Timothy would weep over the cities that they were in. And Paul reminds him, Timothy, I miss your tears. What an incredible compliment. 100 years ago or so, the Salvation Army was literally taking over the world with its evangelism. They were sending teams out to various nations. And there were some ladies that had gone out to pioneer in a very difficult area. They had become increasingly discouraged. They had done everything they knew how to do. All they had met with is opposition and resistance. They had seen no breakthrough whatsoever. And so in desperation, they sent a telegram to William Booth. And they said to General Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, we have done everything we can. We don't know what to do next. And they expressed again their discouragement. They said, what do we do now? A few days later, they got a telegram back. It had two words on it from William Booth. It simply said, try tears. See, the Bible says, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God looks again at that brokenness. He looks to see if there's that tenderness, that compassion. Ministry is to flow out of compassion. We can become so calloused and hardened, can't we? We can become so indifferent. We get so used to flipping channels, watching some of the tragedies around the world. We see famines. We see wars. Earthquakes. Other disasters. And it really doesn't move us anymore. We're sort of conditioned. And God wants to break our heart. He wants to soften our heart. He wants to give us a burden. And we need to ask God, Lord, give me tears. Take away the hardness.
把我们的刚硬除去。
Soften my heart.
将我的心柔软。
Help me to feel.
让我感觉到。
What others are feeling right now.
别人正在感受。
What others are going through right now.
让我能够感觉到别人正在经过的。
You see, there's so much that we can pray for.
这样有，因此我们有许多的事情我们可以学习祷告。
Our time has gone.
我们的时间已经到了。
I don't want this just to be a time of instruction.
我不希望我刚才我这段时间只是一些的教导。
I want it to be something very practical.
我希望是非常实际的。
It would be wonderful if sometime today.
如果今天。
You just got alone in your room.
你花一点时间在你的房间。
And began to ask God, Lord, teach me to pray.
你开始向神说主啊，教我祷告。
Lord, I've neglected the place of prayer.
主啊，我过去忽略了祷告的地方。
Lord, what about these brothers that right now are in prison?
好，主啊，关于那些在监狱中的弟兄们。
There are literally thousands like these brothers.
有上千的弟兄们是在这样的光景中。
They're all over the world.
他们在世界许多的角落。
Not just in China.
不只是在中国。
Cuba and other places, Sudan.
在古巴，在苏丹。
We need to pray.
我们需要为他们。
Let us be faithful.
让我们在神面前忠心。
So that they might be faithful.
所以他们也能够在你面前忠心。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。